Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us in the story of the day. Today's story is a continuation of yesterday's story about Rav Meir of Foyles. And in this story, here's what happened. One day, there was a guest in the city of Vilna. He was traveling, and he came to Vilna for Shabbos. And so he ate with one of the gevirim, one of the big businessmen. And it was a beautiful home and a beautiful Shabbos. And he seemed to have a beautiful time, except that every once in a while, he would go like this. Oy. And then he would just sort of like go back to regular talking and everything, and then maybe 10 minutes later, he would suddenly again say, oy. Well, after a while, the balabas, the owner of the house, began to wonder, what's the problem with this guest? It happened Friday night, it happened Shabbos morning, and it's happening during Shalosh Shudas also. So finally he asked the guest, and he said, I see that something's really bothering you, because every once in a while, you just say, oi, like something's wrong. Would you like to tell me what's the problem? So the guest said, well, okay, I will tell you. You see, I am a businessman, but businessman like you. But what happened to me was that I was accused of doing something terrible and something against the law. And I didn't do it. But I was accused of it. And now it looks like I'm going to have to go to prison or who knows what. I just don't know what to do. So the guest said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to my Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, and I'm sure that he will help you. So the businessman said, well, I never really heard much about the Alter Rebbe before, but maybe I will ask my good friend, Rav Meir of Foyles, and see what he tells me to do. And so he walked over to Rav Meir of Foyles' house. And if you remember the story from yesterday, Rav Meir of Foyles saw what looked to him like perhaps it was a miracle that the Alter Rebbe did to help an aguna, a woman whose husband ran away, to find her husband and to get a divorce from him so that she could remarry and continue her life. And so when this man came to Rav Meir of Foyles and said, here's my problem, and this man whose house I ate at first of the Shabbos meal to suggest to go to the Alter Rebbe, what do you think I should do? Do you know something about the Alter Rebbe? Rav Meir of Foyles said, well, I do, and I think that you should go to the Alter Rebbe. And so he did. He went to the Alter Rebbe, and he took with him a friend. And in fact, this friend was in the same situation as him. They were both accused of this terrible crime. And it sounded like they would not be able to win the case in court, which meant they would go to jail or maybe even worse. And so together they went to the Alter Rebbe. They traveled a long way. They didn't really know about Rebbes and Hasidim. The whole thing seemed to them kind of strange, but they did it. And so they came to the Alter Rebbe, and it came their turn to go in and speak to the Alter Rebbe. And they explained the whole situation, how they were accused of doing something very wrong, which they didn't do, and now it looks like they were going to have something terrible happen to them. They didn't know what they should do about it. And the Alter Rebbe did not seem to answer their question at all. Instead, the Alter Rebbe said, you know that it says in the Gemara that the kingdom of earth is similar to the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what that means? The Gemara says that the kingdom of earth is like the kingdom of heaven. What do you think that means? Well, they were very surprised because they didn't think the Alter Rebbe was going to ask them a question in the Gemara. They thought the Alter Rebbe would give them advice on how to deal with their terrible situation. And they said they didn't know. The Alter Rebbe said, I'll tell you. And he explained to them exactly how it is that the kingdom of earth is like the kingdom of heaven. And then that was the end of the Yechidus. That was the end of the meeting with the Alter Rebbe. They left and they were very upset. They thought, what a waste of time. We traveled all this way from Vilna and we asked the Rebbe for help with our problem. Now the Rebbe seems to just ignore us and say something totally not connected about a Gemara, where it says about a kingdom of earth, like the kingdom of heaven. A whole explanation. What a waste. And they went back to Vilna, and they reported to Reb Meir Rafoels and explained what happened. Reb Meir Rafoels said, well, what else can you do? They said, well, we are going to try to get a pardon from the Minister of Justice, the person in charge of all the courts in the country. We're going to go there and ask him if he could please excuse us. Okay. And so they went. They came to the capital or the buildings where the Minister of Justice was, and they found out that he used to take a walk in the park, a certain very special park, which was only for high-ranking government officials to walk in. And they plan to go in there and to ask him to please forgive them. But the problem was that the park was locked. It was only for special people. And so they spoke to the guard. They gave the guard a lot of money. And they said, please, we have to go and see the Minister of Justice. And we heard that he takes a walk in this park every day. Take all this money and please let us in. So he did. They were hiding in a certain spot where the guard said that the Minister of Justice would come by. And all of a sudden they saw him signaling. And so one of the important government officials comes by. So they immediately come out from their hiding place. They bow down to him. Not that they're davening to him, chas v'shalom, but just to show respect. And they ask him, please, please, Minister of Justice, we have a terrible situation. We are falsely accused. Can you help us? Well, why don't you get up, the man said. You're making a big mistake. I'm not the Minister of Justice. I'm the Minister of Education. I'm the one in charge of all the schools and everything that has to do with teachers and teaching. That's my job. But you know what he said? You look like you are Talmidei Chachamim. You're Torah scholars. And it just so happens that today, when I was speaking with the Tsar, with the king, he asked me a question which I could not answer about education. And he asked me, why does it say in the Jewish Talmud, the Jewish Gemara, that the kingdom of earth is like the kingdom of heaven? Since the Tsar was a king, he heard about this, and he wanted to know, what does that mean? And I didn't know. I, of course, he wants me to find out. And so I'm thinking maybe since you are Jewish people, looks like you study Torah, maybe you know. Well, of course, they knew exactly the answer to that question, because that was exactly what the Alter Rebbe explained to them. When they went to see the Alter Rebbe, he didn't seem to pay attention to their request, but he did tell them about this Gemara. And here, this education minister is asking them exactly about that Gemara. So they said exactly the answer which the Alter Rebbe explained, exactly why the kingdom of the earth is similar to the kingdom of heaven. Oy, that's a wonderful answer, said the minister of education. I'm going right back to the Tsar and ask if I could go in to see him and tell him this wonderful answer. And I'm sure he'll be very happy. So they waited, and sure enough, the minister of education went and told the Tsar, and the Tsar was very, very happy. And he said, what favor can I do for you? And so the minister of education said, Your Majesty, I do have a request that this answer I did not find out myself. I learned it from two Jewish people who are scholars, the Torah scholars, and they said they were falsely accused of a crime. And I would like to ask that His Majesty the Tsar should excuse them, should pardon them. And the Tsar said, of course, I'm so happy with that answer that of course I'll be happy to pardon them. And so he did. When the two men heard that they were pardoned, of course they were very happy, and they thanked the Minister of Education. I'm sure they sent a letter to thank the Tsar as well. And they traveled back to Vilna. And they told Rabbi Meir Rafoils what happened. Now the Alter Rebbe obviously knew what was going to happen in the future and prepared them. And after that, Rabbi Meir Rafoils became a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. So we see that Hashem helps us in many, many ways. And many, many times, Hashem helps us through a tzaddik. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.